Blog Talk Radio. December 29th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, saying happy holidays again. Shows back to back. How cool is that? Well, we had so much fun yesterday that, well, we just thought we'd do it again today. And I want to thank you all for those of you who tuned in yesterday. We really had a great time talking to you about shaping up your life. Yeah, we are trying to get ourselves ready and in high gear for 2015. And we are just wanting you to be just especially empowered, enlightened, and just ready to roll in like you know you have the power to do and accomplish everything that you have your mind set on. That's the whole idea behind it all. You know, Sandy, Athey, and I have been doing these shows now for several weeks, a couple each month. I just want to remind you of that. We didn't start with part six. Today is actually part six, and yesterday was part five, The Power in You, Getting into the Best Shape of Your Life. But there are other shows as well that were prior to this. We started out with My Vital Relationships and Me. We did two segments on that. We did Your Work, Your Career, Your Success. We did two parts on that as well. So if you want to look in the Foxology Today lineup and check those out in the last couple of months, that would be great too. You'll get to hear the entire series. Well, we're ready to roll. As I said, we talked about yesterday getting into the best shape of your life, and it was really, really great. Some of the things that we were suggesting that you do, and talked about it in sort of a, you know, workout forms about how you have to, you know, create a great workout for yourself, and it begins with stretching and repetition of whatever it is you want to do, making sure that you're reading and you're writing and you're journaling and doing those things that are going to keep you in the mindset of what it is that you are attempting to do. And then always remembering that the best results come with a plan, and making sure you're exercising your plans, doing those things that need to be done, making those things a top priority in your day. And you can be sure that you are going to reap what you sow when you do so. So we're going to get started today with top 10 exercises or things you should do for shaping up your life. And I'm going to ask Sandy, good day to you and welcome aboard.
Well, hello. Thank you very much for having me back. I appreciate that. Happy to be here.
Oh, I think it's been an excellent series. I want to thank you for definitely being a part of it. I think you really brought some very special insights to things that we talked about that really gave some great empowerment and enlightenment to people who were, you know, tuned in to really see what they can get out of it. So I appreciate that. And you and I were also having a good conversation before we became live on the air. And we both know, as we mentioned yesterday, that one of the big things on our list is always trying to eat healthier or lose weight. And I know you had some thoughts about that.
I really do. That's something that is so fundamental to me, is to eat healthy, good food. Because anything that you do in your life, whether it's a plan for your future, a plan for today, whether it's your career or your relationships, when you feel good before you go to exercise, before you go on a date, whatever it is that you're doing, having that good, healthy food in your body makes all the difference in the world. And having those nutrients that feed your body and feed your mind as well, Silver Ray. It is so much having to do with what we fuel our body. Just like with our car, we put the good gas in our car to make it run well. And I think it's so important to put that good food in our body before we do anything, before we attempt to make these changes in our life, to feel good about it in ourselves and then take that forward. And it's always a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly agree with that, and I love it because it's a great way to start our conversation, and such a great analogy to also doing the things that make your life tip-top shape, make your life healthier, and the things that you do, the nutrients, if you will, the supplements, the exercising, the workouts that you do for your life are certainly going to produce results that are definitely things that make the overall picture look a lot happier for all of us. And that's what we're talking about today. So what I have on our list of top 10 exercises for shaping up your life is, number one is to, you know, what does fit look like for your life? What does fit, F-I-T, look like for your life? What is it that you're trying to accomplish or do differently than perhaps you did in 2014 or years prior? You know, is it that you feel like I need to be living in a different home? Maybe you feel like you need to be living in a different house, or even maybe a different city. Or it could be a myriad of different things that you know would reshape the picture of how you live in. And so what does fit look like? It could be physical, but it could be other things in your life that you really want to take different shape than you have in your life right now. So it's real important, I think, to be very specific about what it is, because oftentimes we'll daydream, we'll imagine, and all of that's wonderful too. It feels good, but it never produces any results. And so one of the first things to do is write down, what does fit look like? What do you think, Sandy?
I think that's the perfect place to start. And that goes back to yesterday when we were talking about having a plan. And what what is in your plan, and what does fit look like to you, and have it be in all of those areas, you know, the spiritual area, the physical area, the mental, the emotional. What does emotionally fit mean to you, or financially fit, and having all of those areas merge together, because once we get all of those areas fit, they do come together in a way that helps us move forward to our plan, to our goal, and it makes it a heck of a lot easier to have everything working together. Back to the engine in the car, right, Silver Ray? Back to the engine. You have to have the spark plugs and the engine, and the, you know, you have to have all the components working in order for the car to run. And I think that's a wonderful place to start.
Right.
What does fit look like to you?
Right. And I have second, lose the fat. And I'm not talking about body fat, people. Lose the fat. What has to be cut out of your life to make it look the way you want it to look? What has to be cut out? Maybe places that you have frequented, or maybe less shopping. You know, maybe you've gone way over budget too many times, or maybe there are certain people, you know, have drained you of all of your spiritual and emotional energy, and not that you want to just demolish any relationships, but you may have to separate yourself somewhat from certain things that you've done. Or maybe it may be the job that you have. You know, maybe you don't want to think of it as a fad in the sense of it's if it's overwhelming or burdening, but sometimes in some cases that really is the case. So it's important to lose the fat, whatever the fat is in your life that's undesirable, whatever is undesirable in your life. Take a close look at that. Write those things down too as you go into 2015, and then work on whatever it takes to start eliminating all the negativity from your life as well. Your thoughts, Sandy?
Yes, definitely. And it makes me think of the phrase that I often use with my clients, Silver Ray, which is, whatever doesn't serve you. If it's something in your life that doesn't serve you, then you want to make sure that it's in balance. Because there are some things that are in our lives that have to be in our lives, whether it be paying bills or taking care of certain things. And maybe we can't cut those completely out, but we can integrate them in a way that best serves us and best serves our community and our families. So look at what best serves you when you start cutting the fat, you know, when you start looking at that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great, because if it's not serving you at all, it needs to be cut. If it's something that you're mm-hmm. doing that, and you know, sometimes we can be doing a good thing, but it's not serving us well.
Exactly. And I think that's exactly what I mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all do it. We've all been there. We've put too much time or effort into something, and it just hasn't
sure.
given us a return on the investment, and we just have to really look at it for what it is and let it go, because we could be investing
well,
our time in something.
Or it could be something – oh, I'm sorry. It could be something that serves us but may not serve our girlfriend or our mother or our child, and they may say, oh, you need to cut that out. But if it's something that you feel does serve you, then – make sure you make that choice for yourself based on mm-hmm. what best serves.
Number three, top 10 exercises for shaping up, is make new and better choices. What needs to be done to elevate your life to a healthier state? What needs to be done to elevate your life to a healthier state? And again, not the healthy body. Of course, that's important. And if that's on your list, well, great, because you can't go wrong with that. Well, we're talking about those things. Again, it could be spending. It could be, affording yourself too much time where it should not be, being in the wrong relationship with someone. It could be any of those things. And again, everybody's list, anybody listening is going to know what things we're referring to, because it's your own very personal private experience,
right.
This thing. We're doing called life every day. And you know, by hearing and by introspection, doing the inward look at yourself, what those things are that may be holding you back and holding you down, that are keeping you from going to a more elevated place or advancing yourself a little bit more. Those things definitely need to be looked at and determine what is the better or new thing that I need to do in regard to this to make sure that as I go forward, my life is in a healthier state.
And back to what best serves. As you're adding things and as you're subtracting things, always look to see how it serves you, how it serves your lifestyle, and how it serves your true essential self. Is it healthy for you? Is it feeding that part of you that is really you? You know what I mean mm-hmm. by that, Silver Ray?
Of course.
That's, yeah, many philosophers say that we're put on earth to find out who we really are. And we get distracted with advertising, with television, with friends' opinions and all of that. But really to find out who you are and to look at those things that best serve your essential self. Because as you become inspired like that, you do connect closer to your true being. And that's where all of the expansion and the health and the balance really emanates from, really comes mm-hmm. from that essential self within you.
That's great. Number four, I have create new routines. And what do I mean by that? Because we definitely are habitual creatures. Well, again, if you know you're doing things that by habit or your current routines are not, again, putting you in a better place, then it's time to change or create new routines. For instance, we mentioned yesterday about the workout, about journaling, maybe getting your thoughts out. I know I often talk to people who have things and thoughts and, you know, stuff going on that they need to get out. They need to vent. They need to talk about it. I think a better routine than finding ourselves maybe splattering our thoughts and negative feelings all over somebody else, even if it's our best friend that they know that you know loves you to pieces and doesn't care, create a new routine for developing an out for that. It might be journaling. It might be praying. It might be listening to some soft music. It might be reading something that counteracts what you're thinking and feeling. But creating those new routines are definitely a very positive approach to a healthier way of interacting with life and other people.
Sure. It could be as simple as taking a walk, getting some fresh air, stepping away from the computer for a little while. It could be that stretch. We were talking about that stretching and creating that new routine. And it could be something very simple. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It could be something very, very simple. And when you make that simple change, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything impacts everything else. So you make that one simple little change, and the journaling is wonderful. It makes me think of dream journaling, too, which is very effective. Wake up in the morning, have your journal next to you, and just write down your thoughts, your emotions, the first word that comes to mind, even if you don't remember your dreams, because that is a place where we process a lot of information. So that journaling could be just in the morning, you just write down one word, and that could be the change in your routine.
Number five, I'm sure we've all been here when we've actually been on real exercise routines. You may not feel like it today, but do it anyway. I've fallen off the wagon a little bit here and there, and I'll tell you, it's something else trying to talk yourself into getting back on track, and it's better if you don't allow yourself too much time, because you definitely will get off track, and not that that's a permanent thing, but you know, you can lose your pace and maybe not be as far along as you'd like to be. So even though you may not feel like doing something that's moving you towards your goal today, or you feel like something didn't happen the way you wanted it to, or you didn't connect with who you wanted to, make another effort today anyway. Don't get discouraged. Don't find yourself too flustered, frustrated, or feeling like you're failing because once something happened. You may not feel like it every day, but do it anyway. Do something that's going to push you toward. Yeah, do it anyway.
It could be something very simple. It doesn't, if it's exercise, it doesn't have to be, well, I have to join a gym and I don't have the money and all of that comes into it. Could be, again, something very simple. Just take a walk or just do it anyway. As you say, whatever it is, just do it anyway. And give yourself a little bit of leeway there that it can be something very simple and very easy. And then it could work into something else.
That's true. That's true. And number six, a change exercises, and again, we're using that as an analogy for what you have to do to get to your goals. Change exercises when you need to. Maybe you feel that, well, this one may not be giving me the exact results. Sometimes you've heard the phrase beating a dead horse. Sometimes we, just because we chose something, we think that that's got to be the thing. Well, we have the opportunity, because there are lots of opportunities to do something and get the same results. Opportunities to get something accomplished, doing it a different way. So don't get so stuck on this is what I thought I needed to do to make this happen. If that's not actually shaking out the way you had hoped, don't hesitate to look for another way or another opportunity that will serve you better.
Oh, sure. And there's so many choices now. And the world in which we live offers us so many opportunities to do really, we're so lucky. We're so lucky. We have so many different ways to do things and different choices that we can make with food and with exercise and with careers. And so expand your mind and look around and see what's available to you and take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Number 7, increase the workout. Do more than you did 2 weeks ago or a month ago or last year or 5 years ago. And, you know, that's going to mean really putting your best effort forward. It's going to mean putting your best ideas forward. It's going to mean really stepping up your game and bringing the best of you to life and to your goals and to your efforts and to your dreams. But do more than you did before. Do more than you did before. You know you can't get different results doing the same thing over and over.
We think that, don't
Einstein,
we? Yes.
Yeah. Einstein said that's the definition of insanity, to keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. So do more than you did before. You may have the exact same dream. You may have the exact same goal. You may have the exact same purpose. You may have the exact same direction. But this time, look again for that way that's going to make it where you're going to put greater emphasis, where you're going to put greater importance, where you're going to put greater effort to bring it to reality.
Yes, and keep that focus. Keep that focus,
mm-hmm.
and if it is a workout, and you're at number 100 push-up, do 101, just one more, just a little bit more, and then you'll get so excited because you did it, and then you'll do a little bit more the next day, and a little bit more the next day, and build up your strength, and it will happen,
Yeah, and again, that's a great analogy. And again, we're talking about life. So doing that extra push-up, do that a little extra push toward whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. Number 8, yourself out to see if it's working. You know, when I'm really in my zone and I'm working out, I think I look at myself from every direction in the mirror every day.
Right.
Is
it working?
Gone?
Is it working?
Is that changed? Is that tighter?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Right. Is the stomach flatter? Right. What's happening here?
Right. So in the same way, as we're doing whatever we need to do to shape up our lives, you know, take a good critical look at all those places, you know, regularly to see, are you tightening it up? Is it shaping up? Is it doing what you want it to do? Are you impacting your life the way you had hoped?
And if you had cut things out that didn't serve or brought things in that did, check it out and see how it's working for you.
Yeah. And number 9.
Look at that.
Number 9, I think, is just so fabulous, because I'm all about increasing your self-esteem, because I think it has such a great impact on all of the other things that happen to us in our lives. So I have praise yourself for the workouts you're doing. Whatever it is you're doing to help make you better, make your life better, make your world better, make yourself better for you and for the people around you every day. Praise yourself. And I really mean that. Just tell yourself, you know, give yourself some atta girls and, you know, you're awesome and you go girl or you go man. Whatever it is, just make sure you praise yourself, even if it's a little something that you did in an effort to make things better, or you noticed that maybe you were working on a personality change. Maybe you thought that you should go to work with a better attitude, and you maybe said good morning to the person that you normally don't, or, you know, any small thing. Just say, hey, you know what? I'm doing that. I'm doing that thing I set out to do. I'm getting better day by day in every way that I have on my list. I'm getting better and better at it. And I think it's so important to lavish, truly lavish ourselves with praise. We often will have an enormously large list of things we're good at and who we are is so wonderful. Pardon me, but we will often focus on that negative thing that stands out to us and maybe not to anybody else,
mm-hmm.
and forget about all of the wonderful things that we're made up of. So I really emphasize giving praise to yourself for whatever you're doing, how little or tiny it may seem to somebody else on a daily basis or on your list. Praise yourself for it. Praise yourself for even wanting to do it.
That positive reinforcement is so important. You know, Dr., I don't know if you know Dr. Masaru Emoto, but he's a Japanese scientist. He's recently transitioned to the other side, but he wrote a book called Hidden Messages in Water, showing how the crystals in the water respond to words and how it responded to love and gratitude and thank you and attaboys and all of that. And the
mm-hmm.
crystals were beautiful and symmetrical. And then, of course, the opposite happened with the opposite type of words. And we are water. We are over 75% water. So what we say to ourselves and that praise that we give ourselves is reinforced in a physical way within our bodies. Our bodies respond to that. So it is very, very important. You know, it also happens with plants. They've done all the research showing if you speak nicely to plants, they grow and they flourish. And it's the same thing with us. So speak nicely to yourself and grow and flourish through those nice words and those encouraging actions that you take. And really appreciate all that you've done for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And lastly, number 10 of the top 10 exercises for shaping up your life is stick to it. Stick to it. Whatever effort, again, whatever attempt, whatever goal, whatever it is, stick to it. That's when you're going to see your life as fit and fantastic as you want it to be. You know, we can sometimes lose pace, slow down a little bit maybe, but stick to it. Just because you may have a time where things shift a little bit and life shifts a little, because it does, get back to it and stick to it until you get your life looking like you want it to.
Mm-hmm. And set those priorities. Set the priorities for yourself and stick to what is most important and what best serves you. And if life happens, as it always does to us, we are here on Earth and life happens, then look at that priority list and stick to what you can do for that day. Instead of worrying about what you didn't do, stick to what is the priority in your life for your health.
For sure, for sure. Well, Sandy, that's going to wrap it up for us. I think that we got it all out, and that's awesome. I love your insights, and I appreciate them, and I thank you for connecting with me to get this series done. I think people have found it to be really helpful in their journey.
Well, it was my pleasure, and my wish for the series is that one little tidbit or insight from us to really encourage and inspire. So thank you so
mm-hmm.
much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just say quickly your phone number and website.
Oh, thank you so much. My website is sandiathey.net, sandiathey.net. And you can also reach me on Facebook and Twitter and all of the social media. My office phone number is 410-747-6510. Happy New Year and safe journeys.
Thank you, Sandy. And thank all of you again for being the most fantastic listeners in the world. I appreciate you and want to remind you again, if you'd please tell people about Foxology Today, I would just be so honored. Let them know that I'm really trying to bring the best of information and inspiration to them on a weekly basis. I'd love you to do that for me. And I said this yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. You have the power in you to make 2015 shape up exactly like you want it to be. So go ahead, stretch yourself and dream bigger and shoot higher. Take the time to put your exercise plan in place and use those top 10 exercises for shaping up your life. You know, Decide what fit looks like. Lose the fat. Make better and new choices. Create new routines. You may not feel like doing stuff today to put yourself in the right direction, but do it anyway. Change exercises when you need to. Increase those workouts. Do more than you did before to make it happen. Check yourself out. See if things are working. Praise yourself for all that you're doing and be sure you stick to it. People, I love you. And I wish you the most extraordinary new year as we all go into 2015 empowered, enlightened, and ready to make our lives shape up better than ever. Thanks for listening. I look forward to talking to you again next time.